Doctor.
Hello?
It's the High Council of the Time Lords, Doctor.
Yes, I thought you weren't going to interfere with my life anymore.
Well, we have a good reason to, Doctor. We will return you to Gallifrey for further information.
Can I direct the TARDIS there?
We don't really trust you, Doctor. You may try and escape from us again. Remember last time?
Oh yeah. You wiped my memory and changed my appearance, you bastards.
Careful what you say, Doctor. Your unpleasant words may make us do that again.
Okay, now I agree. Hello? Hello?
Doctor, good of you to drop in.
Bloody hell, he scared me. Don't do that.
Sorry, Doctor.
But soon you will encounter far more scarier threats.
Don't I always? Yes, I'm sure.
This isn't Gallifrey.
We got decorators in.
So what do I have to do?
Well, first, you need this.
What is it?
It's a sort of thingamabob that transports you to different worlds. It works by a process called sliding.
What's my mission?
This show has seen very low ratings, Doctor, and the BBC have asked us, the Time Lords, to do something about it. You will travel about the cosmos, Doctor, and just run into dangerous situations. You'll try to look surprised when you do, okay?
Then I get a companion.
You'll find someone, Doctor.
What about the TARDIS?
We shall keep it here on Gallifrey and repair it if you wish.
That would be very kind, but be careful with her. She's been a little queasy lately. Is this the slider's device, then? So this button, is it? Very interesting. So I just step into it, do I?
Yes. See you around, Doctor.
Ah, well, that was rather unpleasant. Intergalactic travel. Awful. Clever device, though. Shame it looks really cheap. Something the BBC would be proud of, though. 21st century Earth, I believe. England, most likely. Not many countries drive on this side of the road. Sorry. And not many countries have rapidly changing weather, either. Look at that brilliant sun. I could really do with a jelly baby right now. Ah, Tesco, I'm sure they sell jelly babies. I should have some Earth currency on me somewhere. TARDIS key, no. Venusian dollars, no. Sonic screwdriver, Ah, here we are, English pounds. I just hope they're the right year. Ah, I do enjoy my jelly babies. Lovely things. I wonder what the time must be. Stopped, blasted thing. Those gentlemen over there look as though they might know the time.
Dead end!
No, got him, get him! Nobody won, Mike. You'll never sell crack in this town again.
That's the best stuff.
It was flour.
Okay, I see your point.
Can I punch his face in there, Tony?
Hold on, Louis. You'll get your chance. See you in.
Oh, hello there. Hello, gentlemen. You wouldn't happen to know what the time is, would you?
No.
But, Tony, it's...
Quiet, Louis.
Okay. Jelly Baby? That wasn't very nice.
Look at that silly hat and scarf, Tony. Can we kick him in too?
Oh, now, let's not get aggressive, shall we? I don't want any bother, and I don't think that poor chap in the corner does either.
No, I don't.
Quite you.
Now, usually in these sort of circumstances, as you too, young man, is to...
Run!
Are we going to go after them, Tony?
No, we'll get them later.
No, that was a close call. I'm the doctor, by the way.
I'm Mike.
Pleasure to meet you, Mike.
Same here. You saved my skin, man. How can I ever pay you?
You could start by telling me the year.
The year?
Yes, please. And maybe the time, too. My poor pocket watch has gone bust on me. It must have been the interplanetary atmosphere.
2:30, and you sound as if they've been on the moon or something.
Well, something like that, yes.
2:01. Why?
No reason. Why were those men after you anyway?
Just bullies.
They seem to be finely dressed bullies, indeed. Are you sure you don't have any other connection with them?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Honest, I haven't.
Oh well, never mind then. Lunch?
Yes. What are you calling? Yes. I understand. But what?
Tony, you finished yet?
Louis, what I told you about disturbing my moments of rest.
Not to. I'm sorry, Tony.
Good boy. Now get ready, we have some work to do.
Well, that was when this Time Lord fella gave me this device. Looks complicated, doesn't it? Falling into the portal which was erected, I landed here on your ever-so-lovely planet Earth. You quite finished with that role yet? It's rude to talk with your mouth full, you know. Didn't your mother teach you anything?
No. So this TARDIS, is that your spaceship?
In one essence, yes, and in another, no, but all in all, she is mine.
And you can't do anything about getting her back because you're stuck with this thing?
Yes, I am. Though this being my first outing with her, I just suppose that I will never know where I'll end up after the next jump.
You crazy?
Pardon?
Never mind.
Well, I'd better be off, my dear Mike. I have ratings to save.
Are you going?
Yes.
What? Just like that?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
Yes.
What? I bought you lunch. Wasn't that enough?
Can I come with you? You sound as if you might need someone to talk to.
Thanks. Well, if you wish, but my travels usually have great consequences and dangers ahead of them.
I face dangers every day in these streets. I can handle anything.
We'll see. Come on. Is it wise going down here, Mike?
I know these things out of the back of my hand. I know where I'm going.
I hope so.
I see them. They're walking on their own. I do your bidding now, master.